Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, October 21st. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 16,500 head to be offered, 4,300 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 6,400 weaned calves, and 1,250 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Latest crop progress report showing that we are well into the harvest season here across the U.S., and we're well into winter wheat planting here across the country, but especially here in the southern plains as well. Latest numbers on the winter wheat planting, 70% of the U.S. winter wheat crop now planted, 6 points behind this point a year ago, and 1 point behind the five-year average. Here in the southern plains, Oklahoma, 57% planted. That's well behind our five-year average of 72%, but Kansas at 75% planted, ahead of their 68% five-year average. The state of Texas right on track, 64% planted right now. That is their five-year average. As far as the corn crop is concerned nationally, we're 52% harvested now, 5 points behind this point last year, but more than 10 points ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans right now, 60% harvested. That's more than 10 points behind this point last year, 5 points ahead of their five-year average. Grain sorghum, 59% harvested here in the middle part of the country. That's off 2 points from a year ago, 9 points ahead of their five-year average. Texas now 92% harvested on the grain sorghum crop. Oklahoma, 48%, and Kansas, 44% harvested at this juncture. U.S. cotton crop up to 28% harvested. That's 5 points behind a year ago. We're about 6 points behind the five-year average. Texas up to 35% of their crop now harvested for 2021, 4 points ahead of the five-year average. Oklahoma jumps from 7% up to 14% in this latest week. That's a couple of points behind the five-year average. Finally, let's talk about pasture range conditions as reported from the latest crop progress set of numbers. Nationally, we're at 25% in good to excellent shape. That's actually 1 point better than a week ago. 30% in fair condition, 45% though, poor to very poor. So the tendency, especially with the heavy problems we've got in the western states, continues to be on that poor to very poor side of things. We've got in our immediate neck of the woods, Kansas now at 35% in good to excellent shape. That's off 1 point from a week earlier. Missouri, 40%, down 1 point from a week ago. Oklahoma, 33% now in good to excellent shape. That's actually up 5 points. We've got 34% for good to excellent shape for Texas, up 6 points compared to a week ago. Worst spot in the country, Montana, at 95% in poor to very poor shape. That's up from the 91% poor to very poor a week ago. The Dakotas, North Dakota, 80%, South Dakota, 79%, poor to very poor. You've got farm news on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's our farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.